When our Lord appeared on earth 2,000 years ago, his words were so marvelous and his deeds were so powerful that those who heard him and saw him came to him and asked again and again, "Who are you?" Our Lord responded to these questions of who he was with the great parables that are recorded in the Gospel of St. John under the title, "I Am." Now, some of these parables used images that were very familiar to the Jewish people of our Lord's time. When our Lord told them, "I am the good shepherd," I'm sure their minds immediately went to the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." They could see that our Lord was making a claim to divinity, that he was putting himself equal with God, because he is, in truth, the Son of the Father. But in the parable we hear today, "I am the vine," this was something brand new for the Jewish people. Never before had God revealed himself as the vine. The closest to this in the Old Testament was the comparison of the people of Israel to the vineyard of the Lord, that the Lord had chosen the people of Israel just as a vine grower chooses a vineyard, just as a vine dresser looks after the vineyard, tends it, protects it. So the people of Israel were looked after, were protected, were cared for by the Lord. And this special relationship, this special covenant, led them to exclaim in the book of Deuteronomy, "Is there any other nation like the nation of Israel that has a God so close to it?" They saw in this relationship of vine dresser and vineyard the intimacy that God had with them. But our Lord Jesus Christ comes to establish an even deeper intimacy. No longer is God just the vine dresser. God is the vine, and we are his branches. The one thing about a vine and its branches, it's hard to tell where one stops and another begins. That is the intimacy, that is the union which Christ offers to us in the sacraments. Above all, in the greatest sacrament, which we call when we receive it, Holy Communion. When we present this parable to young children, and we explain that the sap that runs through the vine is the same sap that runs through the branches, they have a very hard time accepting that. They think there's such a big difference between the Lord Jesus and themselves, between the vine and the branches, that we really don't have anything in common, certainly not the same sap flowing through us. And yet, when you explain to them, when they realize for themselves that in Holy Communion, Jesus Christ gives us his very life, it all makes sense to them. And you see images of their faces filled with joy. That joy comes from accepting the great truth that in Holy Communion, what we receive under the appearance of bread and wine is the very God himself, the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for us so that he can take it up again and give that life to us. The only thing that can cause a blockage in the sap flowing from the vine into the branches is sin. And again, this is something that young children see with great clarity, that the only thing that can separate us from Christ is not difficulty, is not suffering, is not the trials of this life. The only thing that can separate us from the true vine is if we turn away from him, if we set up some kind of sin that blocks his grace from flowing into our heart. And so for children, they see a great value in receiving the sacrament of confession before receiving Holy Communion. They live out the wisdom of the Church. And so as we approach the altar today to receive Holy Communion, let us pray for ourselves, let us examine ourselves well so that we truly receive the Lord in the manner that he wants to be received. Let's also, please, pray for those children who at the next Mass will be receiving our Lord in Holy Communion for the first time, 34 of them altogether. Let's pray that their communion day will be not the best communion they make, but a good start. Because just as the branch grows by staying in communion with the vine, so we are meant to grow. Each Holy Communion we make is meant to be better than the last. Let's pray that that is our reality and that it will be the reality for these children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.